Anyway, Bez Marcos, we're going to start off by going over something that we started last time. So basically the case is, if a Rotzeach is in, a guy kills B'shogeg, he's in Ari Mikla. And then he kills again, B'shogeg, in Ari Mikla. So what happens? What happens, right? So it says, Harag Be'os Ha'ir. It says if he kills the first Mishnah. He kills inside that city, Gola Mishchuna Lishchuna. He has to go to Galus from one neighborhood within that city to another neighborhood within that city. Okay? So he's look at Rashi.
In the same
Ari Mikla, exactly. Okay. In the same Ari Mikla.
How big is the Ari Mikla?
Oh, that's the Mishnah.
That's
right?
A good question, yes, that's a Mishnah. I don't know, it's a city. So it's as big as a city. I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how big, but it's a city. So there's neighborhoods. I saw they would all say, someone say Shchuna. I saw, no one says on this Gemara, but there's a place where there's a Gemara which says, a Rashi says Shchuna means like three houses. But I don't know if it means that in this context. I don't know. It's not clear. Mm-hmm. But either way, I mean, there's an ear, and then in the ear, like in any city, there are little neighborhoods, whatever the size of a neighborhood is. So Rashi says, Harag Be'osa Hier, Rotzeach Shigaliyah, Meklad B'chazer, Harag Be'osa Hier, B'shogeg. So he kills B'shogeg and Nari Mikla, Golim Shchuna Shchuna. B'socha Yer, within that city, Kimin Ha'Yer, Eino Rosh Ha'ilatzeis, Men Eretzich Rishona. He's not allowed to leave that city because the first killing relegated him to the city. He's not allowed to leave Nari Mikla because he's stuck there, because he killed, so he's never allowed to leave. So therefore, what does he have to do? He can't go to different Nari Mikla because he's stuck. So he just goes to a, if he's living in a little village A in the Ari Mikla, then he'll go to village B, and that's going to be his death. Which is an interesting halacha, because look, he's already in Ari Mikla. You would have thought, look, he's in Ari Mikla, what are you going to do? But there's an idea of going to a city. Okay, let's just keep it a little more. Ben Levi, and a Ben Levi, Golem earlier. Okay, so what's a Ben Levi, Rashi? Shehum Yoshe Ha'ir. So the Nelevi, the Levium, Shevet Levi, they lived. First of all, there are 42 Ari Levium. The 42 cities of the Levium work as Ari Miklat, we call it. And also, the 6 Ari Miklat, Levium also lived in. So if a Ben Levi lived in Ari Miklat or in one of these other 42 cities and he killed in that city, so the Ari Bishogre, Gola Me'ir Le'ir. He goes to Galus, to a different city. Okay? To a different city. Shehu, now look what Rashi says. Shehu Rashoi Vatzeis Min Ha'ir. He's allowed to go out from the city. Shelo Golasham. Because he didn't go to Golas to there. So he's not confined to that city. He just lives there. So why can't he leave? So what do you think it means? Does it mean that he has to go to a different city? Like, could he use the Shchuna L'Shchuna plan? Or does it mean that he's chayev to go to another city? Or does it mean he can go to another city?
Sounds like he has to.
Okay, why? Because it says go in the earlier.
Right.
Okay.
Not just that, but because the first part of the Mishnah says gole mishachuna leshachuna, it doesn't mean he may go to a different shachuna. He must.
Sure.
So I would say, based on the parallelism, I'd say, go that he must be go that to another city.
Right. Okay. Hear that? Any counter argument?
Of course, there are at least three reasons I'm sure to disagree.
Just need one
to refute.
Also, it means the first time he kills, right?
First time he kills. Yes, of course.
If he kills,
of course. If it's second time, then he can't. Right. Yeah, correct. The first time he kills. Mm. So what about Rashi, where that he says that he's Rashi, he's allowed to?
Doesn't that sound like he has to.
Okay, so no, what do you say to that?
That just means he can.
He can, and therefore he has to.
Right.
Okay, so there's two ways to read it. You could say he's allowed, like Ben's saying, it says Rashi, that he's allowed to. But Matt's saying back, it says he has to go to a different city. Why? The other guy didn't. Right?
Because
the other guy wasn't allowed to, but he's allowed to. Once he's allowed to, then you could argue he has to.
In theory, the first guy should have to also. He just can't, because he can't leave the ear.
Right, but since the second guy, the Kalevi, is allowed to, so therefore he has to. You know, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear that. This is not clear. Mm-hmm. It's not clear. I think in Pshat, it doesn't matter. Are you convinced from Pshat that it has to be that way, or are you just saying
no?
No, it could be either way, right? It's not. I think it's not clear. From Rashi, it's hard to tell. You can dike either way. Okay. What about Misvara? I mean, we have to get into this a little bit. But what would you say, just if you think about it for a moment, Misvara? Would it make sense? Which way would it be smoother to say that Levi has to go another year, or he can?
Why would he have to go?
Why would he have to go? Okay, you want to spell that out a little more?
In other words, what is it that will prevent him from staying?
From doing the shkuna plan.
Is he in danger?
Okay. You mean, well, you could say, look, he has to do Arai Miklat. He's got to do Arai Miklat. Regularly, he has to do Arai Miklat, so he has to go to Arai Miklat. Uh-huh. He has to run to Arai Miklat. That's halacha. Right? But it's not so simple. What would you say, Misfar? What's...
Alex saying he has to go to a new city.
He has to go to a new city.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the question then would be, what would you have to explain? Or it's
why?
Okay, well, how it works in the first case, first of all, and why, if it does work in the first case, then why doesn't it work for the Levi? Right, and there's Manashach. Is Shchun Lushchun Galas? If Shchun Lushchun counts as Galas, so then it should work for the Levi also. And the other one, you'll tell me Levi can't do that. You have to go to Galas. That's not Galas. Galas means you have to run to Noor Mikla. So you'll say, so how does it work for the first guy? Right, no Manashach. What's the difference? Either it works or doesn't work. Why should it matter whether you happen to be a Levi or not, or whether you're there, whether it works or doesn't work? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not so simple. So, I mean, you could work on it, but that's, well, if you go that way, I think it's difficult. What about the other way? Is there difficulty going the other way? Let's say, it means he can. He can go in earlier.
He may.
But he could also go Shona.
Yeah, so he could also go Shona Shona. Is there any difficulty with learning like that?
Well, it's still in the same Makom, where he killed someone.
Correct. But that works for the other guy, so it works for him. He's just saying, is he could also go Melia? What are you going to say, Ben?
Why does he have the option?
Okay, why does he have the option? Well, you'd say, in theory, the reason he has the option is because Shchunu Shchunu is counts as Galus, and the different Yaramigla counts as Galus. Why shouldn't he have the option?
But what about the non-Levi then?
Oh, the non-Levi, that he says he can't go, he doesn't have an option because he's not allowed to leave the Arai Mikla. Because
right.
Since he killed...
Why is the Levi?
Oh. Okay, good. So, you mean, why is he allowed to? Okay, so that's what Rashi's addressing. Why is he allowed to? Mishum de lo shelo galasham. Shiroshay lo tisayir, shelo galasham. He just happens to live there. There's no halacha he can't leave the city that he happens to live. The city, the halacha is that when you go to Galus, the guy is already confined to God to the city because he killed already.
Oh.
But a Levi, why shouldn't he be able to go to a different Arai Mikla?
Yeah.
Right? It's possible. Right? So much so, you could ask, what's the Chiddush?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is the Chiddush altogether? Mm-hmm. Right? What's the Mishnah telling me? Is that a Ben Levi who kills is allowed to go to Galsa earlier? Of course he's allowed to.
He should have to.
Or, no, well, you could do Shkuna Shkuna if you learn this way, because Shkuna Shkuna should also work. But why would you say, what do you need to teach me he's allowed to go in earlier? Of course he's allowed to go in earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, right? So that's what we have to explain there. But Rashi seems to think it's not so simple. Right? Rashi seems to think it is a fetish, because that's what he has to explain. He's explaining that if you kill in Arai Mikla at the Levi, he's allowed to go to a different Arai Mikla. Why? Because he was never Gola there. Right? So what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana? I mean, even if you go the other way, it seems like he has to make a point of that. Right?
Which way are we
learning again? I'm learning the way that the way I like to learn that he's saying is he's allowed to. He's allowed to do both. But, yeah, he can do Shkun Shkun or he can do this. Okay? But either way you go. I mean, still, Rashi's making a point to show you that he's allowed to leave, and he's explaining why he's allowed to leave. Shalom Gol Hashem. So what I'm just saying is that it seems like it's not so simple. So apparently there would be a Havmina to say he wouldn't be allowed to leave, and it's teaching you he is allowed to leave. Right? So that's my question, is what's the Svar to say that he would not be allowed to leave? What's the Svar to teach? What's the Maskana which is teaching you that he is allowed to leave. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Havmina is, the halacha is, a killer, Rotzeach B'Shkaga, cannot leave an Arim Mikla. Okay? He's in an Arim Mikla, he can't leave it. He's Rotzeach B'Shkaga, he can't leave. That's the halacha.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then who cares if he's a Levi? I don't care if he lives there. Bottom line is, he's a killer, B'Shkaga, he's in an Arim Mikla. He's not allowed to leave. He's not allowed to go into the world. You can look at it like that. He's in, this is where he's allowed. He's not allowed to be in the rest of the world. So he's Rotzeach B'Shkaga. Rotzeach B'Shkaga has to be in Arim Mikla. He's not allowed to leave Arim Mikla. So you're Israel, who cares if you're Levi or Yisrael? I don't care where you are, but you're not allowed to go onto the streets.
If you live there, shouldn't you have fewer excuses for why to leave?
Yeah, right. Even more so. Yeah, right. So say, look, that's halacha, you're not allowed to leave. There's no excuses, and no one has an excuse. You don't have an excuse, that's it. Right?
Yeah.
That's Amina. Okay, so what then is the maskana? So what's the, apparently that's not the case, right? Apparently it's not the halacha that a Rotzeach B'Shkaga is not allowed to leave Arim Mikla. So what then is Rashi teaching us halacha is? Exactly. So that's what Ben Matter is saying, exactly. That it's a halacha, it's not a halacha that Rotzeach B'Shkaga is not allowed to leave Galus. There's no halacha like that. The halacha is Rotzeach B'Shkaga is chayiv to be gola, to go to Galus. Now, what does it mean to go to Galus? It means to run to Galus and stay there. Okay, like the maisa of being gola means you go to a Galus and you confine yourself to there. Okay, so wherever you go to, look, if you want this to be your galus in this shchunos, fine. If you want a different city to be your galus, fine. But when you do the mice of going to galus, what does it mean to go to galus? It means to confine yourself to that city. And there's no halacha that the Levan Levi has to confine himself to this city just because he happens to find himself there. He has the right to choose, like anybody else has the right to choose in Arim Mikla. It's just that once he goes there, once he's gala l'sham, then if he'd be able to leave, then that's not what kind of galus is that. You go in, you go out, you go in, you go out. So it's not a din, intrinsically, where Rotzeach B'Shkaga can't leave an Arim Mikla. It's then you can't undermine the maisa of being gola. Maisa of being gola means you're going there permanently. You can't, if you leave, you'd be undermining it. But a Levi to leave, he's not undermining that. Right?
So, according to that, if he did, put it stamped down and say, I'm staying here, this is where I'm being
right.
He would not be allowed to leave.
Yeah. It would seem so. I mean, he can't just stay here. He'd have to go Mishkan L'Shkuna. But once he'd go Mishkan L'Shkuna, that would be his galus. Then he'd be stuck in that Shkuna.
Oh, but he wouldn't be able to stay in where he lived.
No.
Okay.
No, because he's chayav. Well, we're going to get to that. But he's chayav to go to galus also. So the galus within your city is Mishkan L'Shkuna. Right? That's what we seem to see. I mean, we have to see if a Levi is allowed to do this. Matt's still thinking, this is a little open question. Is a Levi allowed to stay in his ear? But if you say he is, or a regular guy, that is not allowed to just stay put. He can't just stay, he has to do something. He has to go something. So if he goes to Mishkan L'Shkuna, then that's where he's got all the shams, then he'd be stuck there. But there's no halacha that he's, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, at least what the Mishnah is teaching us. I mean, we could see if it's teaching something else. But what I'm learning is the Mishnah is telling you, Uben Levi gola meir l'ir, he can go meir l'ir. Doesn't mean to exclude Mishkan L'Shkuna, but it means he can go meir l'ir. He has that option, because the Isra of leaving Arim Mikla, that's what you mean. The first guy doesn't have that option. Right? That's what he says. Min ha'ir, eino reshoi lotzit, v'nei retzich reshona. The first guy's not allowed to leave because it's his first killing. Once he went to Galus, that's it, he's stuck. But this guy's allowed to, the Levi's allowed to. But now the question is this other question. Is the Levi allowed to do Shechon HaShechona? Right? Is the Levi allowed to do that? Again, I'm saying that he is, but Matt's saying he's not, and I haven't really proven it. It's just, right? You still like
saying...
saying
from Rashi, it sounds like not.
Because he says... Uben Levi, Shumi Yoshvei Ha'ir, Bar B'Shoge, Gola Me'ir
L'Ir. Right, that part, Gola Me'ir L'Ir.
Right, I'm going to read like this. Here's basically the shot.
I would put the Rishai there if I was...
I'll tell you like this. Two ways to read it. Gola Me'ir L'Ir. Namely, what does that mean? Shehu Rashoi, Lotzis Men Ha'ir. So Gosha. I'm going to put it in like a namely. Okay? Gola Me'ir L'Ir. What does that mean? In other words, Shehu Rashoi, Lotzis Men Ha'ir. You're learning that it means... Oh, it's an explanation. What does it mean? He's explaining. What does it mean when the Mishnah says go l'me'ir? Rashi explains. Shehu Rashoi, Lotzis Me'ir, Shehu Galashon. That means Rashi, I'm learning that Rashi's explaining it. You're saying is go l'me'ir, he's chayiv to go l'me'ir. Rashi's stating, chayiv to go l'me'ir because he's allowed to leave. Right, I'm saying that what Rashi is doing is he's quoting the Mishnah Gola Me'elier, and he's explaining what does the Mishnah mean when it says, quote, Gola Me'elier, Shu Rashoi Lotzis Me'elier. He's allowed to.
Like a because, I guess.
Yes, you're learning it's a because. You're learning it's Gola Me'elier means he's chayiv to Gola Me'elier
right.
Because he's allowed to. And since he's allowed to, he's chayiv to.
Right.
Yeah. It's a chedeshwa to say, like, I'm reading it.
That Rashi is saying that that's just.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. Right. What I'm saying is Rashi, the way I'm learning is Rashi saying it's a chedesh, teaching you, Golem Eliyah, he's allowed to. Shura Shali, let's say.
Yeah.
What Matt's saying is it's telling you Golem Eliyah, like playing Shah in the Mishnah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's chayiv to. Yeah. Why? Oh, because he's allowed to. So since he's allowed to, he's chayiv to.
Right?
I don't know. Sure,
I
hear
you reading.
Huh?
Which,
now you see how I'm reading.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Look, that section of it would also be a little bit of a. The lady's case would be a chiddush then. It wouldn't be a chiddush within the case of the lady. It would be the case of the lady is a chiddush compared to the rest. And I would have thought that he could stay, but no. He needs to.
According to the Matzah.
So
yes.
There's a chiddush really on
yes.
both sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's definitely a chiddush on both sides, right. For sure. But the question is like this. How would I decide? I mean, the question is, in order to decide this question, I think we have to understand it a little bit. I think it's a very big problem. It's misvara to learn the way you're saying that. But maybe you could answer it. Is that if it's good enough for the regular guy, then why is it not good enough for the levy? Right? You could definitely come up with an answer, but that's the problem. But in order to approach that, I think we must first understand the regular guy. Forget that. Forget the levy for a minute, right? What's the halacha altogether of shchulin hashchulin? Right, you kill your goal, your zeim shkag, your inar mikla. So what do you have to do? You kill b'shogeg. You have to go to a small village. Let's call it a village or a neighborhood within the inar mikla, a different neighborhood. So the question is, what kind of halacha is that? I mean, you're in inar mikla, right? You're in inar mikla. What does it help to go to a different neighborhood within the same inar mikla? What kind of halacha is that? Right.
Yeah.
I agree he's not allowed to leave, but my question is, but so he'll be stuck. So stuck, so he can't do it.
Stay put,
yeah, let him stay where he is. So look, he's five galas, but he can't do galas, so that's it. So what are you accomplishing by running to a different neighborhood? I mean, that is that galas? I mean, the galas means run to our mikvah. So he's in our mikvah, so that's it. Right? Dr. J is saying that in galas, leaving to a different shkuna also is a galas. Galus means you're abandoning your home, you're leaving, right? You're dropping your neighbors, your whatever. So why can't going Mishkun Mishkun also be a Galus? So he's tied to Galus, let him go to Galus. Okay, so what's the problem with that? In a normal case, a normal guy kills in wherever, Yerushalayim or something, you know, just run to the next neighborhood, right? He's tied to go to our Mikla. So apparently our miklat is not just a halacha of just going to galus, it means going to galus to our miklat.
Yeah.
Because the Ben says, yeah, there's two halachas. One halacha is you have to be gola. The second halacha is that you have to end up in an our miklat. Your galus has to have a destination. It's not enough just to be gola. Be gola is good, but what do you do? Go to galus and move out to Antarctica or something. That's what's that going to do? The mitzvah is we go to our mikla. Our mikla is a certain kind of an ear. The levium there. It's a special. These are special cities. So you have to do a golos to an our mikla. So your destination has to be our mikla. It's not enough. It's not sufficient just to do a golos and end up somewhere else. You do a golos and end up in our mikla. So regular guy can't just go north linear. He has to go to our mikla. But a guy who's in Ari Miklat already, so now he goes Mishkun Mishkuna, he's doing a galus, and he's in Ari Miklat. Right? What do you think of that? So I think what Ben's saying is correct. That's why I came to the same conclusion, is that it depends on how, because the question is that when you say, would you really say you're being Golat to an Ari Miklat if you're in Ari Miklat? So I think the question is good, like Ben said, is that if you say it's a Maisa of being Golat to Ari Miklat, so then you can't say if you're going from a shkuna to a shkuna, a small neighborhood to another neighborhood, you're doing a maisa of going being golat to an Ari Miklat. Because you're in an Ari Miklat. You're doing a maisa of being golat to a different shkuna. Right? So if you say it's like part of the very maisa of being golat to an Ari Miklat, you're not doing that maisa. Right? The maisa is not possible. So that's it, Potter. Right? But Elamai, you have to say there's two halachos. There's one halacha you have to be golat, and the destination of your golas, you have to end up Where is your galus? The galus doesn't work to be a mechaber if you end up in Antarctica. Galus only works if your galus is the destination is Arim Miklat. So that's what it is, Arim Miklat. So you can't call the action golet to Arim Miklat because you started there. But you could say that the destination of your galus, the end point of the galus, has to be Arim Miklat. Now why the starting point is also, that doesn't matter. The point is that this ear is the proper ear for this, for the kapara of Arim Miklat, of galus. So therefore you have to be gola, and the galus has to be in an Arim Miklat. Right? A separate requirement. It doesn't seem you could really make it the one halacha, because otherwise it doesn't work out, right? Here's the puzzle. Puzzle is two things. There's halacha of galus, but then there's halacha ki be'im leklato yeshev. So the halacha is that the galus is, like, so to speak, like a machshir, or it brings about a yeshiva be'arei miklat. The pasuk says that ki be'im leklato yeshev. So it's not just the din of a galus, but the galus' objective is ki be'im leklato yeshev. So you chayev to be gola. And results the mitzvah of Yerim Lekato Yeshev. So therefore, if you go to North America, it's true you'd be doing a Maisa Galus, but you're not accomplishing the Yerim Lekato Yeshev. If you stay within your Shchuna, you're living, you're being Yerim Lekato Yeshev, but you're not being Gola. So the halacha is that you have to be Gola. It's like the Onesh is Galus, but the Mechaper is being Yerim Lekato Yeshev, and presumably the Kolayt also. Right? The Kolayt is the Mechaper, right? What protects you is that you're involved in that Kabar.
Excuse me, more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay, so now that we've come this far, they were saying is that galus is to halachos, right? That halacha is that you have to be gola, and ki be'im leklato yeshev, the result is it sets off that you live in Arim Miklat. So what would you say the halacha is if a levi kills? So if a levi kills, is he allowed to do mishkana shchona? So now once you define it, it's hard to see why should a levi not be able to make use of this? Because they're telling me this is really galus. He's doing a ma'aseh of gola. He ends up in Arim Miklat. So it's a problem, right? So what does Mishnah mean? Gola mi early year. So that's why I read Rashi before. In Gola mi early year, namely, Shu Rashoi lotzis min a year. Shilagolasham is that he's not. You may think he's chayiv to do the shchuna plan just like the regular guy. No, he's not chayiv to, because the oser of leaving the city is where you undermine the ma'isa of being gola, and since he hasn't done that ma'isa yet, it's not a problem, right? So, you know, you'd have to in order to, again, I don't think it's a proof. It just, once you define the thing, you see it kind of leans misvara on the other way. You still could argue both ways in pshat, and you could try to come up with a different svara just to show how, like, it's only works if you're bedelchak, like if you don't have a choice. But it doesn't, based on the plain way of understanding, you know, shkun shkun, you'd be stuck in one or shkun, if it works, then why shouldn't it work for the Ben Levi? Right? Okay, so let's look at the one. The Gemara says like this: Tana Rabbanan v'samti l'chamakom v'gomer. So let me see if I got this part. Oh, I have the pasuk here. V'samti l'chamakom. Okay. It says v'asher lo tzada v'elokim yaliyadu v'samti l'chamakom asher yinashama. So it's Shmos Chafalaf Yigimel. So I'm going to give to you a place for him to run. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, v'samti l'cha b'chayecha, saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, in your life. Okay. It's not true in your life. There was no Arim Miklat until Moshe Rabbeinu died. So okay, let's see. Makom mi mekomcha, from your place. Asher yonos shama, that you run, melamed, sheho yisrael megalam b'midbar. That there was a galus in the midbar. Okay, there was a galus in the midbar. So it says, lehechan gomegalan, where would he go? The machna levia. They go, there was no Arim Miklat yet, but the Machna Levia would function as an Arim Miklat.
Right.
The Arim Leviam, right, the Machna Levia would function just like it functions as an Ir Leviam. The Arim Leviam functions as an Arim Miklat, in addition to the regular Arim Miklat. So apparently where Leviam live works for Klita. It protects you. Mikan Amru. Let's read before we read Mekan Amru. Let's read Rashi. Samti chabachayecha. Kan eftichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe sheyizakeh l'mitzvah zu b'chayev shehivdil shalosh arim. So Hashem is promising Moshe Rabbeinu that it'll be zochah to this mitzvah in his life that'll separate three cities. Mako, so Mako mimakomcha. Shtei machane levia kolatas ve'af ari miklat you ari levia. And even the ari miklat will be for the levium to live. Okay, so he's saying here, the machane. It's funny, what's Rashi saying? It's like identification with ari miklat and ari levium. The ari levium work for a miklat, and the ari miklat are lived in by levium also. So he's creating a connection between the two. Okay, and then even in the midbar that worked. Machane levia worked. Okay, and it says mikan amru. So from here you learn out ben Levi shaharag. So Levi goes to galus. Now what does he do? If he kills, golem yiplach laplach. Okay, so Rosh says plach means medina. Okay, and the Bach says it means ear. So for this is very annoying here. The word.
It's a big mafakis,
no? The words are changing here. For some reason, it introduces this word plach and medina, but it seems like it means ear. So I'm just taking it to like the Bach learns that plach means medina, which means ear. Okay, it's all one thing. Okay, good.
You have jastro.
Yeah. So that's what Rashi's learning. Rashi's learning it means plach means medina, and the Bach is saying medina means ear, and that's like the J says in Arabic, medina means ear, means city. So let's go with that. Okay, I don't know. It's some reason it's annoying that they're changing
I
these.
Think translates plach as ear.
So let's see. So it says mikanam ben Levi shahar golem plach laplach. So if ben Levi kills, so then he goes mi plach laplach, from city to city, which means a different city, right? Like a Mishnah. But the im gala lepalcho, but if he's gola to in his city, palcho kolto, then it works. His palch works, it's called him. Okay, which is kind of like what we were learning, right? That means he goes to me earlier, but if he goes within his ear, that also works.
Yeah.
Right?
Is this like a mikan amru?
I know, it's funny.
Right.
It's funny, I know. What's the chiddush? Gola meir leir.
It's plach.
What does it mean? Gola lepalcho, palcho kolto. Presumably, he means he's gola to, I guess, another shchuna within his city. It doesn't just mean he stays where he is. That's not gola. But presumably, he'll learn it means he goes to a shchuna within his city, right? Within his city, right? And let's see. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yehuda Rav Yika Maikra. What's the pasuk that teaches us this? Ki biir mliklato yeshev. Ear shekoltoso kvar, Rashi. My kra de palcho kolto. What's the pasuk which teaches us that his city itself could work as an iron miklat, even though he's not going anywhere else? It's just within is the same city. And to the same halacha that basically it works in shkuna shkuna. Beir miklato kra yisei rahu. The mosi mechtav kisham yeshev. So Kisham, he'll live there. What does it mean? It means even though the city is already his Ir Miklat, he already ran there once, the city could still work as Ir Miklat if he goes to a different shkuna in that city. Right? It could still work. So it's telling you the Levi also could work. Levi also works. Yeah. It works. So same as a regular guy, right? It's just that he also could go in the earlier. Oh, so what do you ask, ma'am? It was Mikan Amru. It could be because what would happen in maybe because like this what would happen in the Machane Levia? What would he do? So I guess what would Levi do? They didn't have like distinct cities then. They're just Machane Levia. They can't into the Levium. So I guess a regular guy kills, he runs Machane Levia, but what would Levi do? So presumably he'd run to a different plach, a different neighborhood, a different shkuna within the Machane Levia. It's the same city.
How many,
so, what?
There's just one Machane Levia.
I think it was like a camp. So yeah. I don't think they had cities in the Midbar. I think they're just all. Look at Tosus. Tosus notices this. Gemara is a little tricky. I mean, I think we're reading it. I'm kind of reading it along with the interpretation. But you see, Tosus seems. Here, let's see. Kasha Hamrinan Gol Kfar Golomi Plach Laplach. It's like he's saying if you read the Gemara carefully, just without reading anything into it, it's a little bit of a stira. Because first it says golem miplach lepach, right? He has to go to a different city, and then it says, "Oh, and if he goes to his own city, that also works." So which one is it? Yod hakamar in the Mishnah ben Levi golem earlier, right? And like Matt, simple way to read the Mishnah. What does it say? A ben Levi's golem earlier. It doesn't say anything about staying in his city. So it's like it's a steer of Menebe in the very brace itself, because first it says he goes to a different city, and then it says he stays, and the Mishnah says he goes to a different city. So So he says, "V'yeshlomar din gola meir leir, yeh rashoi lelech bechol ha'ir uvtchumeha." If he goes to a different city, he now will have the ability to go all around that other city. V'im yegala lepalcho, but if he goes within his city, polcho kol tavo, this city will work. Will take him in. Shelo yitzei mishchuna shchuna. Then he's not allowed to leave. He's not allowed to go traverse, you know, between the two cities. He's going to be stuck in the shchuna that he's in. It seems so. It seems like that's what he's learning. It's the way he's learning is what's the idea of the choices? It's saying is that gola meir leir means then he has full reign, full freedom. It's almost like, why would he ever go meir leir? So I guess his saying is that if he goes meir leir, then he can go fully all around the other city. But if he goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, he's stuck in that little neighborhood. Right? So that's like a difference. That's like an afkamina. It's an afkamina. And what's the sense? Does that make sense? So what do you think? So what's he saying? There's a difference that if you do our galus in your plach, it's a different shchuna, then you're restricted. You can't go anywhere outside of a different neighborhood. You have to stay in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But if you go to an Ari Miklat, to a regular Ari Miklat, then you could go all around the whole Ari Miklat. You don't have to be relegated to a small little neighborhood. So what's the sense of? Does that make sense? And there's also, I mentioned, there's a Tosus in Zvachim, where he says, Tosus Zvachim Kufiyat Zayin, we're going to do this Tosus. But he says, on this very point, he learns a little bit different. He says, Di'i be'iro mishchuna l'shchuna, if he goes in his city, to a different neighborhood, imchoza l'shchunaso, if he goes back to his neighborhood, ki yatza chutz l'tchum, then it's like he's living our mechlam. So the Tosafot in Zvachim is saying is if you go from Shchuna from neighborhood A to neighborhood B, then the only thing is you can't go back to neighborhood A, but you around the rest of the Ari Miklat you could go.
Yeah.
As opposed to Tosafot in Makos is saying is if you go from neighborhood to neighborhood, you're stuck in the neighborhood that you go to.
The new neighborhood.
But everyone agrees in an ordinary case, when you leave Ari Miklat. And you go to it's a normal case. You go to Ari Miklat, even though you take up residence in a particular neighborhood, there's no halacha that you're confined to that neighborhood, you can go all around Ari Miklat. So why is it that there's a difference that we have to explain? Right? I mean, I don't think it's so difficult, but we have to explain that. So why don't we pick up with these questions tomorrow? Okay, so I guess we'll try to do tomorrow, we'll try to answer these questions, and we can look at the Tosafot and Zvachim, because there's another difference. So there's one other difference. Yeah, the other difference is Tosafot and Zvachim holds that l'charchila he should go to a different year. And it's only b'diavad he's allowed to. Because that's what, if you read simplest reading of this Gemara, Golam miplach lepach, v'im golam lepalcho, palcho kolto. So it sounds like he should go miplach lepach, but if he does it, then it'll still work. You know? So that's, it's difficult though. Right? What's the sense of l'charchila b'diavad? Either it works or it doesn't work. But so we'll try to take that also tomorrow, and then after that we'll try to move to the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is a whole new way to learn.